You're listening to a 1FM podcast. It's that time of the week again. I've got Steve with me. It's time for another Whatever Happened To. You there, Steve?
I certainly am. And I can tell you at the moment, the weather is very humid and it's making me quite... I don't like humidity, Josh, but there you go.
I know the feeling. I'm exactly the same. It's humid here too. And I know the words you want to use, but we better not use them on radio.
Oh, I won't be doing that, but people who know me will know exactly what I'm talking about.
My uncle's the only person I've ever met who likes humid weather. I think everyone else hates it, so he's a strange man, my uncle. But
He is.
Yeah.
Well, by the time this goes to where, they'll probably have about 2 inches of rain or something, and we'll be complaining it's not warm enough. So,
exactly. Anyway, who we got to talk about this week?
Well, Josh, I mentioned last week to you that we were overdue to have a lady, a singer or artist on. So I decided to use my think tank and I came up with somebody and her name is Sue Thompson.
Ah, I know a few songs in the system. I don't think I've ever played one. So this is a new artist for me.
Well, that's good because you'll be playing at least 4 of these songs at some stage anyway, Josh. Now, this lady was born Eva Sue McKee, M-C-K-E-E, in July the 19th, 1925, which I found most interesting, and I'll mention this a bit more about that later on, in Nevada, Missouri. Now, and she was an early starter, like a lot of these people are, and she was singing and playing guitar on stage at age 7, so another early child prodigy. Her family later moved to San Jose in California, and she began performing on a TV show which was called Hometown Hayride. I'm not familiar with that show at all. World War II broke out and she was working in what they call a defense plant. And by the age of 20, which was at the end of the war, she married, had a daughter, divorced. So this all sounds very familiar to a lot of people back in those days. And then to support herself, she began performing nightly in clubs around California's Bay Area. At that stage, she had started to use the name Sue Thompson. She won a talent quest, as a lot of these people do, and began singing in a band led by a gentleman by the name of, you'll like this name, Josh, and listener, Dude, D-U-D-E, Martin. Now, his real name was John Stephen McSwain, and he signed her, and she signed her first recording contract with Mercury Records in 1950. She married this particular fellow, Martin, but it was short-lived because a gentleman by the name of Hank Penny, who was a comedian and singer, who had also joined Martin's band, actually stole her heart. And after divorcing Martin, she and this particular fellow, Penny, moved to L.A. So she was a busy girl by the time she was 25, that's for sure. And then they hosted a TV show there for 2 years before moving to Las Vegas to perform on Las Vegas's casino circuit, which of course is very familiar to a lot of people. Her contract with Mercury ended, and then she recorded for Decca Records from 1954 to 1957. But there was still no commercial breakthroughs. She had quite a few records that just never seemed to make the chart. And after another failed song with a new record signing, which was with Columbia Records, and who used her name as, get this, Taffy Thomas, T-A-F-F-Y Thomas. And any wonder that the record didn't go anywhere with a name like that. She signed with Hickory Records eventually in 1961, and eventually after a dozen non-charting singles in the previous decade, success finally came her way. And this was courtesy of someone who we've mentioned before on our show, John D. Loudermilk. Listeners will recall his name from our Betty McQuaid segment, Bus. Now, John D. Loudermilk wrote these next 4 songs and they were all very, very prominent. The first one in 1961 was Sad Movies Always Make Me Cry. That was 5 in the US, 6 in the Australia and 46 in the UK. And Norman was 3 in the US and 4 in Australia. In 1962, we've got James Hold the Ladder Steady, which was 17 in the US and 6 in Australia. And in 1964, Paper Tiger, which was 23 in the US, 3 in Australia and 30 in the UK. And these were her biggest songs, although she did have others, but these were her biggest charting songs. And they're all written, as I said before, by Loudermilk. And she had some songs after this which failed to chart. But by the late 60s, she'd gone back to country music and she'd released an album called This Is Sue Thompson Country in 1969. She also worked with Manan country legend Don Gibson, who our people, listeners, will be familiar with, on some albums, and they had several minor hits. She later performed on the Las Vegas circuit again, going back to what she did originally, and she actually settled in Las Vegas in the 90s, and she worked at clubs in Hollywood, such as the Palomino Club. But the interesting thing that one of the interesting things now, you know, we've all made a bit of a joke about how most of the people that I've done have all passed away and all that. I found out that she'd only passed away in the last 2 months, on September the 23rd, 2021, and she was actually 96 years old. So probably that's a fair call that she's actually passed away. It looks like somebody's actually lived a long life and a healthy life and only old age got her in the end. So.
Yeah, it's sad that she's passed, but 96, that's a good innings.
It was a good effort. And I've noted here, and I think this is quite interesting, that I wasn't aware that she was mid to late 30s when these songs actually came out. And certainly her voice appeared to me to be that of a much younger person. But she did persevere for a long, long time and finally was rewarded with overdue success. And to paraphrase the old adage, it took her a long time to be an overnight success.
But she got there. And
she did.
Do you want to hear a song?
So those four, any one of those four songs will be okay, but let's go with James, Hold the Ladder Steady. That'll be the first one that we'll have, I think, Josh.
Okay, and here it is now. That was James Holding the Ladder Steady by Sue Thompson. He did a good job holding that ladder steady.
Very good job. And those other three songs that we mentioned, Josh, we might wish to play at some stage, Sad Movies, Paper Tiger and Norman, not necessarily in that order, any order you wish. They were the songs that we recognised her for, and I thought it was a very interesting story, and I really was staggered about she was actually 35, 36 years old when these songs came out. I thought she was probably about 20, 22, so you can be certainly wrong sometimes, but good luck to her. It was a very successful career in the end.
And did she look rather young when she made them? I should look up a photo, shouldn't I?
Well, she got the classic blonde hair. She did look, I wouldn't say she looked 20, 22, but she certainly didn't look 35. So
Yeah, I'm looking at the photos now. She looks a bit like Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched.
Right, okay. Yeah, there's a couple of YouTube songs with her performing, so you might was able to look at that and make a judgment. But all I can say is good on her for persevering and being a success in the end.
Yeah, and a good career. And another good one, Stephen. That was all new to me. I didn't know anything about her. I just knew her name was in the system. That was about it.
Oh, that's good, Josh. Well, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just present something perhaps that a lot of us may not have known about, including yours truly.
Yeah, thank you for teaching me something, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Have you got anything else to add today?
No, we've got a few more in the firing line. One of my all-time favourites is going to be coming up in the next few weeks, but I'll keep that under my hat until such time as we present it. Let's hope that the weather that we're talking about today, it's still there next week, only not quite as humid. That will be good.
Yeah, that will be good. I hope we get rid of this humidity. Take care. Have a great week, Steve, and I'll talk to you next week.
All the best, Josh. Thanks for that. And all the best, listeners.
Thanks. And that was Whatever Happened To with Steve. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.